Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed 4 full days of content from chief marketers across leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI. We heard a lot about creativity, a laser focus on what matters most to consumers, and never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. The Church Pension Group exists to support the clergy and lay employees of the Episcopal Church system in their calling to spread the gospel. They offer financial products to help this niche group of consumers envision and plan for their retirement. I had the opportunity to sit down with Joyce Wade, Vice President for Marketing for the Church Pension Group, to learn a little bit more about how they go to market and how they're creatively using AI to engage their audiences and promote their product offerings.
Thank you. Welcome to the RAB's booth here at the ANA Masters of Marketing. I am so glad to see you again this year.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and tell us about Church Pension Group. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I am Vice President of Marketing, and my job is, and I work for the Church Pension Group, and most people don't know who that company is.
Right, so tell us who that is.
So what we do, we are a benefits company, and we support the workers, which are clergy, and we call people like you and me lay workers. They'll actually work in the Episcopal Church USA.
That's fabulous.
So our big product is our pension.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And then we also have a whole line of health-related products, life insurance. Yeah. We also have a property and casualty division that actually insures the properties within the Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And we also have a division called Church Publishing that publishes books of faith-based types of books under 3 imprints.
Well, that's fantastic. And you know, you probably are very much aware, you may use it, I'm not sure, that one of radio's biggest formats is religious. Is religious-oriented content. So we'll get to that in a minute. But tell me a little bit about how you go to market. Like, how does the church system, if you will, across the country, learn about the offerings that you have? And that's probably your role within the organization. So talk to me a little bit about how you go to market.
Yeah. So one of the unique things about us is that we have a defined group of people that we offer our services to. So it's only the people who work, not the people in the pew, at least for benefits. For publishing, the world is way bigger.
Right.
But for benefits, it's really just the workers.
The people that work in the church system.
And for our properties, it is really the properties within the Episcopal Church. So that the way that we go to market is that we have a team of people who are account managers, who are our outreach to the church. And through them, we offer our products and services. Some of it we do on a direct basis. Anything that is voluntary, which means that you can decide as an individual whether or not you want to have that one of your service.
Right.
Then we do more direct outreach to them. And that can be primarily, of course, direct mail.
Yep.
We do social.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little bit of we do a little bit of direct mail.
Yeah.
We do a lot of email.
Yeah, I'm sure in today's world.
Yes, yes. And
we've heard a lot here at the conference so far. If I hear AI one more time, I might.
And we do AI.
Yeah, I might have to, collect dollars every time I hear AI. I don't know who's going to pay me, but I need to do that. I'll be a very rich woman because we've heard a lot about that today. You just said that you use AI.
Well, we just did a, we're doing and just did a promotion. Mm-hmm. So every 3 years we have a general convention in the Episcopal Church. And of course, the church pension group is there because we are the benefits provider for people who work in the Episcopal Church. And this year what we did was that we had an AI booth where we had people picture their retirement.
Oh, that's awesome. That is
and
a
so
great idea.
We talked about how do you envision your retirement? Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself going on a pilgrimage? Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself at the beach? Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself hiking? Do you see yourself spending your time with family?
So did you give them those prompts?
Those are the choices.
Okay. Okay.
We took your picture, and then we set your phone.
Yeah.
Four photos of yourself aged.
Yeah.
In whatever venue you decided and said
that's
you were interested
in. That's a great idea.
And
you should use that.
It was the most successful thing at the conference.
So you did that at a conference.
And we're then turning it into
You're answering my question.
Campaign that we are in the process of going out with in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And I actually feel like...
Is to save more in your retirement savings, save 1% more. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in our plan, to enroll.
Right. Right. Within the church community. So my next question before we move on to the publishing side, because I want to learn more about that as well, is do you offer products outside of the church workers or the, what do you call them, the church, what did you refer to them?
Clergy and lay workers.
Lay workers, right. Yeah. So it was the word lay that I was missing there. So the clergy and the lay workers, do you have any products that go outside of that universe?
No. That's not part of what we do. No. So
if I wanted to, I don't work in a church, right? So if I wanted to buy an investment product or something, a retirement product from you, I can't?
You cannot.
Okay. So talk to me about your publishing business. What is that?
So the publishing business is offers three different imprints, and one is really driven around more supporting the Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. The other one is our Seabury imprint, which is around offering products in the collegial community.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is Morehouse, which is really kind of safe baits. Inspirational books. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is probably has a huge potential and wide audience depending on what that book does.
Sure. And are you responsible for marketing for that organization as well?
I support that organization. Mm-hmm. That organization has its own marketing team.
Yep.
And so we are working on some strategic initiatives with them to help them grow their business.
Yeah, because I would imagine some of the stuff that you're doing to reach the church community, the Episcopalian church community, has a lot of crossover.
Oh yeah,
with the publishing division,
a lot of this
campaign,
and our people, yes,
about retirement. I can't imagine how it wouldn't work across everything that they're doing.
Oh yeah,
so
we share a lot of our lists, especially within the Episcopal community.
So let's talk about media. For just a second, from your perceptions and what you use. You said that you use a little bit of social, you probably use a little bit of digital outside
of
social.
We do a lot of digital.
We do a lot of digital.
We do a lot of email. We do email.
Indirect.
If you go to our YouTube channel, we have a ton of video.
Yeah, that's great.
And the video ranges from our conferences, our webinars, specific initiatives that we have.
Yeah.
We would want to educate our clients about our investment decisions, especially around EMG.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole set of videos that explains what we're doing in that space.
Yep.
Because our clergy and lay employees want to make sure that we are investing in those kinds of things.
The more you talk about this, and forgive me if I use the wrong language for this, but I would think that the parishioners of these churches would be thrilled to know of the work that you are doing with the workers and the clergy of the church that they are patrons of?
So some of them know about us, and it really depends on your relationship.
Yeah.
So if you, for like our PNC business, a lot of the people who make decisions about property and casualty within a church is usually someone who is a volunteer or, you know, a church parishioner.
Yeah.
And so they have the opportunity to engage with us because they are involved in making those decisions as to coverages, the payments, the bills, the treasurers.
Yeah.
Those people typically in churches are volunteer positions. So there is some access to us, but unfortunately, unless you work,
well, you can't serve
the
them. You can provide
you can
that with
books.
The, you can buy books. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So we're sitting here. This is the Radio on Main Street podcast. I'm with RAB, which is the trade association for the radio industry.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? I know you're not currently buying radio for, you know, to reach the specific audience that you have, but what are your thoughts on radio as a medium, just in general?
I think that radio is... Radio has been... I'm thinking about this.
Good.
I think historically it has been what we do when we get in our cars. It's what we turn on, and it's what we listen to.
Yeah.
And I have to say, over time, that has been changing.
Yeah.
And so I think the challenge with radio is how do we get you or continue to get people, especially new people, even me, my habits have changed.
Right.
In how I get in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I usually listen to radio. And in the morning, I used to always listen to radio.
I still do.
I would hope you do.
Yes. Right? but I'm also listening to podcasts, and I'm also listening to streaming.
And is another vehicle with which to get that message out.
Yeah.
But using radio as the means to doing that. So it's... Like, we all have to rethink our worlds and our lives.
Well, I can think of probably 100 things that you and I could do together.
Okay.
From an audio perspective and to support your efforts on both sides of the house. Because I think there's a lot of things that, you know, there's a lot of things that radio does that may surprise you. You know, whether it be philanthropic, you know, fundraising. You know, driving awareness for specific needs, format specific to reach the parishioners of these churches. The clergy and the lay workers listen to those stations.
Oh, yeah.
So I bet there's a lot of things that we could do.
And we're all about financial education.
Yeah.
Because our mission is to make sure that people can retire the way they want to, however they define it.
Yeah.
In a way with dignity.
Yep.
And to have a fulfilling retirement. And that they make decisions along the way.
Yeah.
In their lives, as they're living their lives, that are smart financial decisions. So that at the end, when they retire, they can retire the way they want to and live that life with you.
Which is a perfect way to close it, but I'm not going to close it with that because I want to ask you one final question. From your perspective, what's next? You know, what do you think is next on the horizon? What's the future for Church Pension Group and Joy Suite?
I think the future for your marketing, I would say, and for keeping our clients engaged and learning is how do we touch them in ways that are real, that helps them pause, as we don't pause very often.
Right.
And that's the challenge, creating the opportunity for someone to pause and listen.
Yeah. It's perfect. Thank you. Let's do it together.
The Church Pension Group is on a mission to help people make decisions so that they can retire with dignity. Joyce reminds us of how important it is to continuously create learning moments for consumers that touch them in ways that are real, ways that help them to pause and to listen. An important reminder for all of us as we continue to inform, entertain, and inspire audiences to help them live their best lives.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at RAB.com
or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.